Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, Arrow.
Hey, how you doing there, Jordan?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Man, thank you for all the comedy that you have delivered, especially over the past 55 weeks, because, man, I'll tell you what, it was hard to laugh, but you somehow, some way said, yeah, you can. You can laugh. You can be informed, too, and I'm going to be the guy up here doing it.
Well, it's been, I feel real lucky for a chance to get out there and talk to folks, try to find a little bit of humor, a little bit of sanity. It's out there somewhere, I think. I'm still looking, but I know there's little nuggets.
Well, I love the idea that you utilize the strength of the media in the way that, you know, on Comedy Central, because, I mean, you know, where the rest of us were locked down, you guys were locked in.
That's very true. I think it was really fascinating to watch the country get shut down, locked in. And I think as a show, what we love to do is, one, we'd love to comment on what's happening around the world. That's sort of what a comedian's job is to do. Read the room. What are people focused on? What are people's fears and excitements? And how do we find some humor about that? And so it was a definite challenge to try to find that in this past year, and especially when we had some big-time restrictions on it. So, you know, but with The Daily Show, we made some stuff out of our apartments. I got a chance to run out and go to rallies from a distance. We even had to legally interview people with a body of water between us. So I was doing interviews from boat to boat. Whatever you need to do to try to find a little bit of laughter in these times.
And don't you think that the new texture of media, in other words, it doesn't always have to be the best sound anymore or the best vision. Just get there, get it on tape, and or get the sound and make it work.
I think that's definitely the case. You know, and that's been a little bit of The Daily Show has always had this field department where you go out, and it's not always going to be the prettiest thing you can find, but you're going out to be there when it happens. You're going out to talk to that person face to face, and it's about capturing something that is unique and an interesting moment. I think some of the pieces that I did that's in the special, like I interviewed a man on a Segway as he was riding up to overthrow the government at the Capitol, and it's like, well, sometimes you just grab a hold and let them ride, and it benefits being there. And I think, like, it's a strange place to be, but that's where the comedy and that's where the commentary is.
So as that, I still want to call you a journalist, but you know, journalists will look at us saying, no, it's not, it's fake news, they're just trying to get people to laugh. But still, you're there, you're capturing the story. While that thing was taking place in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol, are you sitting there as a creative mind going, damn, I've got a lot happening here, and I'm going to turn it into a funny?
Well, I mean, I think, like, as an American, I'm watching this and being like, damn, this is the worst part of our country right now, and oh, is it going to topple? Why do they have a noose? So usually that comes first. And part two is trying to struggle of, like, how do we find humor in this, and what is appropriate? I will say that day was such a wild, strange day that our expectations right from the get-go got subverted when, like, people were angry. It was a lot of violent folks, Proud Boys marching, and you're just sort of like, is there humor to be found here? Should we be making jokes there? And so, like, you're constantly kind of riding the line to try to figure out what is appropriate and what you can add to it. I think that's a question we always ask ourselves, like, why are we here? What can we bring to it? And often it is like framing the absurdity of those moments and finding a way for people to digest it through that lens.
I would love to read a book with your experience through this, through the insurrection and stuff like that, because you had such a bird's eye view of so many different things through your eyes. That's what I want to see, what you went through during that entire time period. Even with the gigantic Trump rallies, everything led to that situation.
you know, it's been a wild journey. You know, I'm working on the book, but the special has got a lot of those kinds of points of view. To be quite honest, we were, you know, after this wild year, people often ask, like, what is it like to be there? What was it like on January 6th? What is it like to interview folks? Are they signing waivers? Are they yelling right. at you? Is it tense? And so with the special, we were like, let's show people sort of the behind the scenes, the making of it. There's humor in that. There's absurdity in that. And so we kind of pull back the curtain to show, like, this is what it's been like for the past year for us. This is our point of view. And we've kind of went back through our time on January 6th and pulled out a lot of the things that you've seen in some of the pieces and put in, like, what it's like to be there and try to make a piece on that day. So hopefully people who are curious will get a chance to sort of see, like, our experience making these pieces in this tumultuous year.
I love the title of the show, and I would love to know the history of how this came into being. You know, Jordan Klepper fingers the pulse into MAGAverse. I mean, that was you know, ZZ Top would tell me they probably did it in 20 minutes. You guys came up with something like that. But how did you really come up with that title?
Well, I think it's a long title. I will say it's as long as the election season itself. The segment has always been fingers the pulse because in the end, all great comedy comes with some sort of sexual innuendo. Right. So that's why that lives. And then the second part of comedy is find yourself a good old property like Spider-Man and figure out a punny name on it. So I do think, you know, true genius is with sex references and parody. And that's what we found with the title.
Now, for you, as being that creative mind that would put yourself in positions where you know there were going to be large crowds and people were going to say some funny, wacky-ass stuff. But here's the thing. Now we've got a president. It's like, man, it's kind of boring out here. I wish this guy would trip. I wish he would do something.
I am so thankful for it. It's so nice to have just somebody focusing on policy. You're like, oh, the country might get better. Like, comedy is going to have to just get more creative again. You know, before I was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart before Donald Trump announced, and you got a chance to pick the stories, the things you wanted to comment on and find humor in. And then Donald Trump came in there and he was like, I'm picking all the stories. I'm taking all the air in the room. You follow me. And that was a wild ride, but I'm excited to be in a place right now where you actually get to take a step back and be like, all right, now is there something I get to choose to comment on? That's a little bit of freedom that I've been missing.
Do you have that hidden fear? Because I know as a radio broadcaster, I do cancel culture. Do you have that little fear that it's like, oh God, I hope this doesn't cause that much trouble that we can all still get along?
I don't. I think the cancel culture thing, I think often is wielded from a perspective that wants to cancel in a way that to me is, I think the right is weaponizing that. I think if you own what you say and give it the context and the intent that you have behind it, I think you shouldn't worry about people coming after you for that. I think if you have a microphone and you have a podium, you should be able to stand behind those things that you stay from that. So I'd like to think that the stuff that we put out, we're proud of, we care about, it reflects like the point of view. And with comedy, sometimes it gets, you know, when you're playing with satire, and so there's sometimes hidden winks and intentions that you're expecting an audience to understand the context. But I think with the thing like The Daily Show, the audience sort of comes to that and understands and is savvy about the context that they're interacting with.
Man, you guys over there at Comedy Central, you've always been leaders. And I can't thank you enough for giving yourself permission to do what it is that you guys do so that we can find different points of view.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. We have a lot of fun over there. We're real lucky to get to do what we do.
How about a 30-minute sitcom of what it's like to sit in one of your meetings?
Done. I mean, it's a lot of people talking about bagels.
Is that what it is?
You'd be surprised. I mean, the first 15 minutes is talking about and complaining about bagels, and then you kind of get into, oh, no, we have to make TV in a few hours, so let's get some ideas out. But it'd be mostly bagel talk.
I love it. Jordan, please come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you.
I love it. Thanks for talking to me.
You be brilliant today, okay, sir?
Done.